The Sentai Review, Episode 62, Change Men Mecha.
Welcome back to the Sentai Review. Repli Bill William Bush.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Set Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Check that out. I did the introduction. You see how long it's been since I've got this right? And now
quite a while.
Now, so that I can stick with the format, I would like to go ahead and whore out our website for a second. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so, introduction, hoard out the website. Today is Change Robo.
1985.
Can I just say that it's amazing that when I finally show up, shit runs right?
Yes,
this,
you may
this
say
is what
this.
Happens when I'm sick. I need to stop being sick. Also need to stop sounding like Nick, so I'll shut up.
Dude,
now.
What is up with this guy with the space shuttle shield?
Holy shit, I just looked at the picture. That is fucking ridiculous.
He has like a rocket for a head, a space shuttle shield.
It
I'm
looks
sorry.
Like he's got a gun or something on his shoulder.
About the ridiculousness of what I'm seeing with this rendering here has already made me...
I'd say more of a jet helmet.
I'm into it anyway. I don't care.
His shield says MC.
It's Change Man.
Stop!
Dude!
Hammer time.
Friggin' MC Zord! Dude.
Yes, MC does also stand for Master Chief.
It's robot time.
Master Chief
Next.
Hammer.
Oh!
Oh my god! What the shit?
Okay, seeing not the artist rendering changes my view on this guy instantly.
Oh, wait, he's trying to do the whole DX thing.
Oh my god.
No, he's not doing the suck at cross chops. No.
Come at me, bro.
Lame.
So that's a next.
Yeah, that's a next. Yes!
Kick
his ass!
They're supposed to be the good guys. Why are they kicking him when he's down?
I take back my previous statement of lame to awesome.
Change Robo doesn't give a fuck.
What the shit?
This thing is awesome.
Man. Oh my god!
It gets points for just kicking this dude in the side of the head.
I still want to know if those are cannons on his shoulders, though, because that would be extra douchey. Kick him while he's down and then turn and shoot him in the face.
Okay, next.
Oh, here's another
full
shot.
Yeah, I think those are.
Yeah, they do look like cannons. They might be part of his finisher.
Next. Oh, the sword is in the shield?
Yeah, they
because if that's true, that's
shield.
Awesome. Okay, next.
Huh. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Maybe when he summons the shield, the sword comes with it so he can just pull it out.
I'm still really thinking that thing looks like some sort of rocket, though, like a shuttle.
It probably is.
I wonder if he could shoot that with the sword connected.
The only way we would know is we would have to watch this series.
Yeah.
Next.
There's his finish. That's lightning.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And then a sword point.
Does he turn into a rocket? Is that what I'm looking at down here at the right?
He can take off like a rocket, looks like, at least.
Because it looks like he opens up the middle or something and like the body flies away?
Yeah, on the bottom.
Or is that him connecting? Maybe his arms and everything?
I think that's the transformation.
The right side bottom is him transformation, but the left looks like some kind of like a little thing pops out of his stomach thing.
Okay, let me take a time out here to explain something. to the folks at home, we see this as one giant image, which you guys get to see.
They're flamethrowers.
And then when it's being edited, holy shit, they are the flamethrowers. Anyway, when this is being fucking edited, Scotty will snap zoom in so we can see the shit better. Unfortunately, we only have this as one big long picture, and we can't really see all that well. For those of you who have seen us in some of the live-action skits where we're all wearing our glasses being blind as bats.
This thing also gets props for having flamethrowers on his shoulders.
Yes, it does, and flamethrower shoulders.
Flames. Okay, so for the people that are podcast-wise, we do have to do this. This is radio.
We had to describe the Zord.
Who's gonna try to describe what this dude looks like?
Well, I'm going to describe the colors, and then I will go from there.
Go for it.
Well, he's got red and blue and yellow and the normal gray that all of them have.
For the normal
his
metal.
His hands are actually black with the wrist area having blue and then a yellow stripe goes around it.
Around the cuff area in between the hand and the what would be the forearm.
His shoulders are blue with... What this picture looks like is a flamethrowers on his shoulders, both sides. His like I said, his head is like a rocket. It's red and
red rocket,
red blue and gray, and his eyes are yellow.
Actually, his head kind of looks like a traffic cone with like the little silver band in the middle.
Oh, the Illinois state flower.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But those are the colors that he is.
With yellow eyes and a silver mouthpiece and red underneath the silver
chin,
mouthpiece.
Like where his chin would be,
And then the chest looks like it's got like a almost an H in red followed by like yellow.
An outline of
like
yellow.
Blue, yeah. And then it looks like it's got an awesome ranger belt for its waist.
This guy doesn't look terrible.
No.
He actually looks pretty decent.
His sword is one of those very old-style Hero Voltron swords for giant robots.
Yeah.
It's his shield that's actually kind of unique, because...
It looks like it is part of a jet or a spaceship.
If you look at our space shuttles that we have
nowadays...
Yeah,
I feel like it looks like a space shuttle,
but
it has the sword held in it.
For all we know, that a space shuttle that type is like a vehicle comes out and turns into a shield.
Right. Yeah, I've no clue. Like, that's...
We haven't seen this series to know what it really is.
And
so
this did not come over here. This sword does not look familiar to me at all. This did not come over here at all,
right? So we're just speculating, but his shield is actually really cool looking.
And for a slight little piece of history on me, I stopped watching years ago, so for those of you that never caught that previous episode... I've only seen as far as the series I've been able to buy, so I've seen up to Wild Force. And as for the Japanese series, I've seen two. I've seen the original Rangers, like the 1975 guys, and then I've seen the Zoo Rangers, and that's it.
Makes sense. I mean,
so I don't know nothing about this.
Bits and pieces of
I did see about 13 episodes of the Train Rangers. Now that I'm thinking about it,
you got the set over there that I gave you to watch too.
Yeah, and he found the Akiba guys or whatever, the Akiba, is that right?
The unofficial guys.
Yeah, he found those for me.
I found these.
Which, by the way, hey Shane, would you like to listen to how to not butcher a name? What are the Train Rangers again?
Oh, I don't even remember their name.
I was under the impression that you said like Toe-Q-Gur, but I'm not. It might be a like Zha or something like that, but I do not know.
Hold
off
on
the top
here.
Of my head.
Let me help Shane.
Toe-Q-Gur.
There you go, Shane. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Toe-Q-Gur.
Okay, I can't argue with the lady on his phone.
What about the Ninin?
Oh, the one that Shane's not allowed to say. So you kind of would have come close to getting a punch in the face if
you might have been
right.
In trouble.
Yeah, I would have gotten in trouble. Yeah.
Next. Oh!
He's pointing his sword.
He means business.
Next.
This one's going over the fence.
And
just posing with the yeah.
Posing
yeah.
with the sword.
Next. Oh, what?
Finnajig, Bill, MC.
Oh yeah,
MC
is,
Robo,
yeah, okay.
Finna,
MC
Finna
Robo.
Hammer time.
I can't get mad at him now.
Stop. Jigging time.
Yeah. It definitely is, right here in the small mountains.
Well, I mean, seeing as how it would be cliche for the robot to do the robot.
It would be extremely.
He's kind of got to try to do
robo
the monkey
doing
here.
Doing the robo, yeah. Doing the robo.
Next.
And we're back.
All right.
Yep.
It's time.
Well, we're going to start off with Seth.
Ooh, well, seeing as how I've spent pretty much most of the day with Scotty rating stuff for the... Wrestling Corner. Rating's gonna be a pain in the ass for me.
Oh, I'll go first. He's like a 2, like maybe like a 2.4. I don't think he's that great. I think his weapons stood out, and the rest of him is he's so goofy looking, and I guess that could catch your attention. But he doesn't look very. I'm gonna have trouble seeing him saving the day. Let me put it that way.
I think I'll just go with a solid 3.
Well, then it's time to do some prices right here, because I'm going with a 3.2. Bum, 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 bum,
well, I'm not going to give him that high to beat Seth, but I will beat Bill, and I'll give it a 2.5.
Oh. If this thing comes out to be like a 2.6... It's going to be a fucking fight.
2.77.
Oh, you mother...
2.77.
Oh, I knew I was going over, but at the same time, I had to give him some extra points for a robot not doing the robot while jigging.
Well,
okay.
Looks like I win Price is Right.
So, now...
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
You would.
The next thing here is to talk about a topic. Now, this topic is not given to us by fan this time because you guys don't realize it when you get the episodes because they go up every Wednesday in terms of the YouTube, but these are recorded. We usually record 2 on a Saturday, and then that gives us the next 2 Wednesdays. So we usually have one topic that's given, one topic we make, and the one topic I decided this time was... What was your favorite set of weapons, and or what would your favorite type of weapons be if you could see a team built around a certain theme of weapons? Say, if an entire team actually used Nidachis or something like that. Or if there was an entire team that focused only on, say something happened and every single character ended up with a type of dragon dagger type of thing. Where they were weird musical sub like weapon things.
Well, seeing as how we went
like a harp bow.
Oh god.
It sounds ridiculous, but there's a dragon dagger. If there was like a harp bow where she could shoot like a whole bunch of arrows and summon the Zord that way or something, like what's a weird theme or a neat thing you'd like to see weapon wise? Or what was your favorite?
Well, again, seeing as how we went out of our way to, like, give Bioman an amazing fucking score because of lightsabers that weren't actually lightsabers.
We did this.
Let's get an actual Jedi type of Super Sentai series going.
Wouldn't those fights go by real fast, though?
Well, I mean, I suppose. I mean... Considering the fact that their putties would have to be stormtroopers, so it's not like they'd hit anything. I mean, a stormtrooper standing at point blank clearly has the exact same aim as a blind man holding a water gun.
But the red shirt would still die.
Yeah, the
yes,
red
the
shirt
red
would,
shirt
still,
would
die.
Still die. But we're not crossing Star Trek and Star Wars along with Super Sentai just quite yet. I'm just saying, like, to give them an actual weapon set, possibly
just
lightsabers.
Saying.
Well, he's going lightsabers. I'm kind of... I don't know. I feel like if they could pull off some sort of weird music thing where every character had a dragon type of thing and then an ancient weapon that was mixed with some sort of musical theme, I would be interested in that.
Hold on, Shane. While you're debating, I already have yours for you. You want The Legend of Zelda. That way, then, maybe you'll actually be able to see Zelda beaten.
I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a sword and shield type of thing, where every single one of them got a different kind of shield, like a kite shield,
like a knight,
or a tower
like a
shield,
like a
or a round shield, a buckler, and each one had a different kind of sword. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that, like a knight type of team.
When you see a lot of the Sentai stuff focuses on, like, you know, your medieval type weapons, your swords, your bows. Sometimes they have axes.
Until later on when you got flintlock lasers that Nick had such a hard on for.
You know, I would say that if that wouldn't have already been done, I would have said like a pirate theme, but that's already been done. But flintlock pistols are awesome. And we've already, like I said, a lot of the weapons are very medieval-ish. Like, you know, sometimes you get ridiculous weapons like streamers and fans
and a
boomerangs and a cell phone.
And now boomerangs, they're called suckerangs, get it right.
So you see, we've already seen our obscure weaponry. I think a theme of knights, a sword and shield. Each one of them has their own sword, and it doesn't even have to look the same. One could have a broadsword, while one could have, you know...
Well, technically, if he had a broadsword, he wouldn't actually get a shield, because that's the point of a broadsword.
Yeah, it's two-handed.
Yeah.
They're pretty heavy.
And they're pretty
heavy.
Fair
enough.
Unlike the sword that we saw earlier in the movie that we were watching before you got over here.
That sword would be, sucked. You know what would be one of the most ridiculous friggin' things ever for Rangers? Is if they got tiny sad weapons, and then they could Bankai to get most ridiculous weapons, like two giant, retarded, double-sided, like, hook blades connected by a chain that they can swing everywhere like Kratos or something.
That would actually be really cool. And
oh,
like,
so you finally made it up to the arc where they're going to be heading to the Hookamundo soon?
And then they could.
That's where you're getting at.
No, I'm just saying
I do
that
like,
would be
no,
neat.
That sounds pretty good. You know, they all start with really weak, sad weapons, and then they Bankai them. Like the leader could have a really like a normal sized sword, compared to like the let's say our Black Ranger gets like this enormous freaking axe.
You know what else? You know how Saba was supposed to be alive in our series?
Living
what
weapons?
What if there was a living weapons, kind of like Tales of Destiny, and each one had an element, a power, and was alive? And that's the reason they even had powers in the first place, is they were granted by those weapons.
Okay, so we're moving. Okay, that would be neat as well, you know. Obviously, the Red Ranger will get a sword, cliche, but
more
he always
likely
gets a
fire.
Fire.
He's red.
Fire, and sometimes in the series is that we got, the Red Ranger would move to, like, air for his element. That's a Ninja Storm.
No, that's completely retarded. Red is fire.
Yeah, I would.
Blue
is
water.
Green is wind.
Yellow could be earth.
Yellow would actually probably be
lightning.
Light or lightning.
Maybe. They've done that. Pink. Wind? Would you?
No, you know what? It would be neat if for the first time ever in a Ranger series there was a support character. Like, remember the Green Ranger could pass off his shield or make himself invincible or cure?
Yeah.
Like the other Zords by playing the music?
Yeah.
What if there was a Ranger specifically for that idea? She could put up shields and she could heal the team and she could divert energies and things like that.
So in your typical MMO, you would have a healer class Ranger.
Yeah,
kind
I was,
of.
I was about to say, technically, then we're getting into the Final Fantasy Rangers, which we already had when we had the Final Fantasy Pokemon, Sailor Moon, whatever the fuck else we could think of, Harry Potter, Magic Rangers.
Those guys were pretty cool. Those guys were awesome.
A.K.A. Mystic Force.
Yep, the Mystic Force.
Yeah, we had to use so many other pop culture references to describe these motherfuckers.
They each get their morphers are actually wands.
Which they kind of look better in the
specific,
Japanese version.
They hit a specific button sequence, and that's how they morph. They have capes and stuff.
By the way, we're explaining all of this to Shane's girlfriend right now.
I like how, because of the mic system, there's no way that they were hearing her, and he just kind of went off to explain it as if nobody that had ever been watching this show for 40-something episodes would have known that we'd already talked about these guys.
I'm explaining it to air, okay? I'm just explaining it. I don't need a reason.
Dang. Keep digging. Maybe we should get a team of shovels in this motherfucker.
Well, one of the Rangers did have a shovel.
What Ranger had a shovel?
Well, the scoop things, that can be...
Oh, yeah, the Tonka truck hands.
There was a dumbass Tonka truck Ranger that had shovels, that's right.
Yeah, so to be fair, we've already kind of seen that.
Well, maybe we should hire her because you're digging.
I thought up a weird, dumbass one.
What's up?
I thought up a weird, dumbass one, concerning all the good ones I've been taking, like the musical instruments, the night stuff. Balls. Hear me out.
Okay, you're going to have to sell this one.
Yeah, you're going to have to sell the shit out of this one.
A football, a soccer ball, baseball, bowling ball.
Like a sports type of theme, actually with sports.
Oh, yeah. A sports thing. Like the team we had that was the Rugby Rangers, or the team that we had that was the Baseball Rangers.
No, but he's talking like each one would be a specific demographic of the sport. So like
one would be a basketball player.
No, I
one could be a football player.
One would be like bowling. Yeah.
Here's my question.
Bowling.
No. I wasn't making fun of him. I'm saying
how about
like,
a bowling ball does
nuts.
How do you feel about that?
This would be my
terrible.
Question.
That would be a finisher.
This would be my question. How would the attacking work? Because I mean, if you have a football, I know you could throw it, but he's coming at you with a sword and claws. How does one defend himself with said football?
I don't know. How does Walker defend himself with a blitz
medicine
ball?
Walker doesn't defend himself with a blitz ball.
Still uses it, so it can work.
He does it as an attack, not so much as defense. Technically, the point of a weapon is for attack and defense.
It would be interesting, but I'm curious how they would work in
they
a defensive
in
measure.
Dodgeball.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That works.
Same things apply. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a sword.
The attack wise would be really neat though, because he's right. Like you could have like a guy that like he can summon the soccer ball type of thing, drop it, and he kicks it, and it like forms a bunch of ice and lightning around it, and then flies in and explodes on whatever it hits or something.
Do like the how the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers have that?
And I guess the baseball dude would have a bat. He could block and hit.
Yeah.
And hit balls.
And he could put barbed wire around it. Oh wait, that's just something Scotty and I reviewed for the wrestling corner.
Balls into, and just shoot like one big old shot out of that.
I get what you're talking about. Yeah. That'd be kind of neat.
So I'm not hating on that idea.
It's a weird one, but
yeah, like I said, it's been done before. So I mean, yeah, why the fuck not? Like I said, I wasn't hating. I'm just bringing up the fact that they've done something like that before. But yeah, you're right. You know,
different versions.
Yeah, I was about to say different versions of it. Yeah,
Power Rangers balls.
Let's be honest. If Mystic Force can make wands into a legitimate fighting weapon,
yeah, it's true.
Why don't we make balls?
That might be about it. I don't know if I have any other ideas, weapons wise. To bring into this. You guys got anything?
I'm trying to think, but the problem is most of them have been done before. I mean, again, we did have, you know, Scoopy Bucket hands and a...
Oh, my God.
Fucking a fan and a cell phone and a satellite dish. So, I mean, they've scraped the bottom. So, I'm trying to think of stuff that would actually be, like, cool that they've never used before.
Most of the time it's just a standard, like you get the sword to this guy and a bow to this guy and everything. I wouldn't have minded seeing like we've seen lances, but I don't think we've seen like a set of Rangers that use spears or bow staffs that I could think of. Have we seen spears? Have we seen like an actual bow staff in the series?
Probably not, but I don't know about the Sentai stuff.
I can't remember talking
about the Sentai stuff. I know that there was a few where we tried to find weapons, and some of them had some cool stuff. But
because, like, sometimes I see things where, like okay, like Billy in our series had the lance, and then in space the guy had the weird lance with a moon at the end or whatever. But like, that's not the same as, say, a bow staff. It's not the same as a spear.
Yeah.
Like a Spartan spear, like a javelin type of thing.
I get what you're getting at. That would be, so like the entire team would have like pole arms.
Yeah, they would have kind of like the spear, and they would have like a sword on their back.
Have like a naginata.
What about the Spartan thing? What if they all had like a round shield, an actual spear type of thing, and then a sword?
So Spartan
if they lost that.
Oh no, my mind just went in the wrong direction.
Because I'm fine with something like that too.
Let me guess, you went Halo Spartan.
No. I hear poles and stuff. It's like, if it gets Americanized, they get a woman with a pole.
Oh my
god! Who starts dancing?
We technically would have that if we were to do the petition to get Train Bot over here.
If those bot. Train Rangers come over here, I promise you, either that character is not here, or they barely ever reference her, and she's completely not the same thing as what I was seeing in those pictures and some of what I saw in that show.
Because I still love Shane's comment. She's coming after California. Yeah, that shit wouldn't exist.
We might have run this one. Like, I don't know how much we can continue to reference different weapons, but anybody else got anything before we close out?
I do not, but if anybody out there has any suggestions, obviously comment, you know, send us your emails and stuff and let us know if you guys have any ideas. Because as of right now, we all gave our ideas, but at the same time, there could be better ideas that we're just not thinking of at the moment, you know?
Oh, easily.
Oh, no, there's several more ideas I could think of, but the problem is my mind went to Saints Row, so they're not exactly family-friendly stuff.
No, they're not.
Giant dildo baseball bat.
Wow.
Yeah. Can't have dildos.
Are you really going to get up and try to fight somebody who's already beat your ass with a giant dildo on the end of a baseball bat?
No, I would already feel ashamed and want to die.
You got hit in the face with a dick. You're just going to lay there, man. That's, yeah.
Your shit's done.
You are done. Game over.
You're just going to wish for a quick death.
Exactly.
What's sad is if you see, like, a martial artist fighting with one of those, that's like, hey, guess what, tap.
I'm going to assume that this episode is done. We're talking about dildos now, so we're going to go ahead and move on. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.